Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. John Hansen in for Bob Cerrata on this Wednesday morning, the penultimate day of 2020. And with the new year, with the post-holiday season, of course, there's someone trying to make a buck off you, and here to stop that, Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Steve, it's been a while since we chatted. It's good to hear from you again.
Good to hear from you, John, as well. How are you?
Oh, doing really well, doing really well. Hope you're ready for a happy new year. And a lot of people, of course, getting gift cards for the holiday season. Some things to watch out for, though.
Yeah, when gift cards, people try to unload them. And what happens, there's a marketplace for them. And there's organizations out there who will take your card and sell it for you. But we have some concerns with some companies, and we have one out of Texas. Actually just racked up 2,000 complaints and about 100 in our area. And basically, the consumers are alleging that they're not getting the money that was promised after they sold the card, or they bought a card from this company and they didn't get there was no money on the card as well. So the Better Business Bureau strongly suggests you try to sell the gift cards yourself if you don't want to use them. Sell to your friends and family members instead of going to a third-party site. And there's some scams out there because they have to verify the account before they buy it from you. Mm. So you have to give them all the numbers. And guess what? If they have all the numbers, John, as you know, they can cash the card pretty quickly. You don't need the physical card. So be very careful. And if you got one for Christmas, make sure you use it. Don't put it in the drawer, because about 6% of gift cards are never used. And that's really a high number.
Yeah. So you might have just mentioned this. Sorry. Does your website at least list like which sites you trust for doing gift card online, or do you not trust any of them?
No, we do have some companies that are good. So okay. You have to check with the Better Business Bureau if we're doing any business with them, especially the bad ones, though. They have an F rating. So we have those reports listed and for consumers to read ahead of time.
Okay. Now, I live for the Instagram like a lot of folks these days. I do it for the gram. I do it for the likes, as the kids say. Like farming, what is that?
Like farming is a new thing that's coming out there, really. And, for people that don't understand it, it's basically where the scammer tries to, make you put some, words and encouragement and some pictures that you like the item, that you like the post, and all of a sudden they change the content to something that is different. So basically, they're just trying to get you to like the post, and they guarantee you or they promise you that you can win, $500, media giveaway promoting, Facebook or Instagram. Mm-hmm. And basically what happens is that you like it because you want to win this prize, but there's no prize to win, and they're getting you to like it. And then basically what happens is they switch the content later to something nefarious where, they can get people to click on it because, 10,000 people liked it. It must be great.
Right.
So if anybody promises you to like something in terms of a payment or winning something, don't do it.
Yeah. I was just going to say, the likes add an air of legitimacy to what they're doing.
Exactly. If you have 20,000 likes, if something is like a really good offer, like win a $500 gift card, people are going to like it and post a comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? When they get 10,000, 20,000 likes, they change the content and they put anything they want in there. They say, 20,000 people clicked this link or liked it. It's got to be good. So that's how the scammer gets away with it. So be careful of anybody promising you something in return for liking something.
Fake compromised accounts on the rise.
It's increasing. It just started right before the holidays with fake Amazon emails. They're not coming from Amazon and these companies. They're basically saying that they locked your account and there's suspicious activity and you need to do something quickly about it or you're going to be liable for it. And they kind of put the fear in you that you've got to do something quickly. So you're not thinking, and you call these companies up or the number they provide, or you click on the link, and guess what? That's a scammer on the other end who's trying to ask you for your account number, asking for information that you shouldn't be giving them. Amazon's not going to call you or email you, tell you your account's locked, but we need your account number to get into your account. It just doesn't happen. But unfortunately, John, most people don't realize that caller ID can be spoofed as well. So you might get an email, and you might get a call from allegedly Amazon when it's not Amazon. But there's other organizations that are doing this, the scammers are really touting on. So be very careful if you get somebody saying that your account is locked, because that's usually not the case.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org is where you can get all these articles and find out more information. Steve, have a happy new year.